This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Organized protests took place throughout Wisconsin and the nation on Saturday. Max Martinson reports.
Back in June, organizers of the No Kings movement held what they called the largest coordinated protest during President Donald Trump's second administration. On Saturday, the No Kings movement was back in full effect, with over 2,600 events occurring across the country in protest of what they call an authoritarian style of government. Civic media personnel were on the ground across the state, documenting protests in major cities as well as smaller communities around the state of Wisconsin. Protesters who attended Saturday's events came from all walks of life. Civic media reporter Lisa Hale spoke with Deb Fenzel from Oshkosh, who joined the No Kings movement for her grandchildren.
Because I feel strongly about doing this for my grandchildren and their rights. I'm not so concerned about me anymore. It may take the rest of my life.
Many protesters from Saturday's events were also part of a younger demographic. Civic media reporter Melissa Kay spoke with Natalie, a high school student from Wisconsin Rapids, who says that she's still proud of her country despite current leadership.
Don't be afraid to show up and be who you are and be proud of your country. I've had times where I'm not as proud of my country, but I have to remember that I'm not proud of the leadership. I am proud of the USA.
Protesters also included public servants such as Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, Civic Media reporter Sholly Pittman in Madison.
How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision.
Many of the protests from Saturday's events also included marches and demonstrations, such as in Milwaukee, where thousands took to the streets. For Civic Media News, I'm Max Martinson. Lisa Hale, Melissa Kay, Isabella Nieto, Parker Olson, and Sholly Pittman contributed reporting.
Democrats at the Capitol have been introducing bills to make tuition cheaper. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
40 years ago, the state funded about 42% of the UW system's budget. Today, the state only funds about 17%. Among other things, that's part of the reason tuition has had to keep rising. One of the bills contains $10 million block grants for both the UW system and the Wisconsin Technical College system. The goal is to keep students in class when tuition puts too much of a financial burden on them. Representative Angela Stroud, who was a college professor.
Many of my students were first-generation college students or students from working-class families. But increasingly, they were working 20 or 30 hours a week in jobs just to pay rent. To pay for their books, things that some students took for granted, or that I took for granted when I was an undergraduate student.
UW-Madison already has Bucky's Tuition Promise, which helps students from low-income families go to college. This other bill would create the tuition promise for all of the UW system. These bills would need Republican support to pass.
Attorney General Josh Call secured a preliminary injunction continuing the temporary block of the USDA from acting on its demands that states turn over personal and sensitive information about millions of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. Joanne Krulatz has more.
SNAP applicants provide their private information in connection with using the program. USDA has threatened to withhold administrative funding for the program if states fail to comply with its unprecedented demand for data, effectively forcing states to choose between protecting their residents' privacy and providing critical nutrition assistance to those in need. Any delay in funding could be catastrophic for Wisconsin and its residents who rely on SNAP to purchase food.
The state announced the first positive case of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE, on Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirms the case of EEE in Marathon County in a 5-year-old colt. EEE and West Nile virus are only transmitted by mosquito bites and are not contagious between horses. These viruses can cause inflammation of the brain. According to the DATCP, EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. Confirmation of an infection in the state confirms the presence of EEE in the mosquito population. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for Eastern Equine Encephalitis and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active. The 2025 visit season opened on Saturday and will continue through Sunday, January 4th. Starting Monday, October 20th, the daily bag limit increases to 2 roosters per day. This limit remains in place for the remainder of the season. For more information, including complete pheasant hunting regulations, shooting hours, and helpful tips, visit the DNR's pheasant hunting website. The City of Wisconsin Rapids has a new website. As of Friday, you'll no longer receive meeting notifications if you haven't signed up for them on the new website. It's been live since the end of July, and there was a grace period before the old notification system was shut down. To continue or start receiving meeting notifications, you'll need to sign into the new website and subscribe to the notifications you would like to receive. You have the option of email or text or both. You can sign up at wirapids.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.